right, we're on the record for some answers.
Oh my goodness.
Streaming survivors. I really like the survivors. I like the survivors thing.
Court killers, survivors.
Yeah, either streaming survivors or just survivors.
Actually, I think we should just do court killers, colon, survivors.
Survivors.
Court killers, survivor on CBS.
Or Coldplay.
Court killers colon. The next day or something like that. Rebirth.
Court killers, CSI.
Court killers, New Miami. York. It's like, yeah! I'm sorry, Tom. I'm afraid we're going to have to kill those cords.
Yeah! Cord killers, Miami.
Cord killers, yeah. Miami Vice.
Cord killers.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I was like, Tom, it's really weird that you just said the exact line that I said, and then you played the thing, and I realized, okay, yeah. All right. Now I understand.
Yeah. Volume was down.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Aftershock. Aftershock? Oh, Christ. Maybe that's...
Aftershock.
Aftershock.
Aftershock. It's not bad, actually.
Okay. So I successfully got my 15-year-old to watch The Big Lebowski.
Mm. Okay.
It might be the single best movie I've ever seen. And I mean that structurally, not for plot-wise, it's garbage.
Okay.
But
you're not into plot this week, right? It's Asteroid City, it's Big Lebowski.
So if you like Asteroid City, you know, because of the aesthetics of everything, yes. And then likewise the quotable lines and the character, you know, awesome
Lebowski's
archetypes.
Character. Asteroid City, I feel like Wes Anderson is not just setting, but like setting is one of his strongest things. Whereas Big Lebowski, its character is the strongest thing.
Yeah, I would also give credit to Wes Anderson's ability to create just amazing cinematography in terms of framing and setting everybody.
I would throw that in the setting category, all of that cinematography and stuff. Although his characters are also very good. I wouldn't want to diminish that.
Yeah. But they're... Definitely is kind of a hill you have to get over with children who become teenagers. And then
just
at
teenagers?
Some point where the sting of the F word goes away and where they're familiar with the... they understand what sexual congress is and how some people might exchange money for it. Okay. Wait. Huh? Why am I talking this way? I don't even know.
Sexual Congress is where 435 representatives come together. Right.
When 435 representatives love each other very much.
They and 100 of their best friends stop being friends and start being real.
Start getting real.
Sexual Congress.
the point is like I don't know, I saw it, I was in my late 20s, and I, you know, what's the right time to expose your daughter to it? But meanwhile, it's so good. It's a classic noir detective story. He spends two full acts being absolutely clueless, and then the beginning of the third act, the dude figures out, like, wait a minute, man. And then figures everything out. Oh, so good. It's so good. You have to explain things like, there used to be a before time where there was no cell phones or the internet. Because the movie came out in 99. But it's set in 1990 before the internet or any of that stuff. Yeah. Like there's a pager and the portable phone is a brick.
My nephew, when he came to visit me in LA, was for the first time very excited to go to Ralph's because of the Big Lebowski.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You can get everything at Ralph's.
They got all the good stuff there.
Yeah.
Also, that movie ends on such a weird note. Like, there's no climax. The pretty much the last
in the
scene
sexual congress
is them throwing out the ashes of Donnie and then hugging each other. Like, so awesomely weird. It's the best movie. Oh my God, it's so good.
So next week, regular show, even though it's July 4th, the July 4th is on a Tuesday. So
okay. We're
doing a show.
Doing a show.
DTNS doing a show too.
Sweet.
And then we got
next week.
Tom, yeah. Can you spill tea a little bit? Like, here's what I assume.
Who's this young man that just replaced Brian and told me to spill tea?
He's rizzing you up, Tom.
I assume that you put Secret Invasion on the agenda for a reason that is upcoming. Is there anything you would like to confirm or deny about that?
I put Secret Invasion on because we always watch Marvel shows.
Yes.
There's no secret agenda.
Shut up. Oh my God.
Who are we supposed to love in this show?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Nobody loves him.
Everybody loves Sammy.
No, nobody does.
I actually really like him in this. So
he's actually got a pulse. He actually seems like he's got blood in him compared to every other Marvel character.
Yeah, and he's more complex and interesting than he was. I wondered, and this may not be true, whether your ties to the comics being so strong.
100%.
Explains the difference, because I never read Secret Invasion. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Yep. Guilty as charged.
I have no
defense.
Guilty. If that sounds like it explains it, then that explains it.
Yeah. Also, because I know they're setting up Secret Invasion leading into Secret Wars, which in the comics were two completely separate threads.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to keep them separated? Is it bad for them to lead?
You gotta keep them separated.
You're right, Bryce. In that I shouldn't bring my baggage in, but I'm sorry, I'm bringing my baggage in.
I'm just asking what that. Like, I want you to just describe the baggage for me. I get it. You got like your protective. Like, who are they gonna? Like, who could they misrepresent? Or what's like? What did they tell wrong that could frustrate you?
So I think what I'm engaging in is the exact thing that I accuse everybody, and I shake my finger at them. Everybody who is like, no, don't try to make a live action Cowboy Bebop movie because the perfect version is Cowboy Bebop. Same thing for Akira and what have you. And ultimately, same thing for Last Airman, Avatar, and so on. Mm. I'm being a total hypocrite because this particular story is precious to me. And as a result, I am cautious and guarded because I don't want to see it represented poorly. And to be honest, I don't know how much of my affection for the story is because I read it in the early 80s during the height of the Cold War when it was an allegory for communism and so on.
I wouldn't say you're a hypocrite unless you believe that you shouldn't feel this way. Like, if anything, it just seems like you have a perspective on what those people might have been feeling in their franchise of adaptation.
My actions are definitely hypocritical because I preach the gospel of, hey, let everybody swing for the fences. Be happy for everyone. And now, on episode one of this story, I instantly find myself guarded. And the first thing I blurted out in my, you know, talking about it was, I don't know, I only half watched it. You know, it's like I'm definitely engaging in the exact guarded stance that I tell other fans of things to not do.
I don't think, specific, like, I don't necessarily know that you're hypocritical because of that. I think you've, maybe you've got a new shade of empathy for how those people feel. Maybe your core beliefs will change. Maybe that thing that you're Hippocratic about might be a new evolution of your thinking. Maybe you might think, hey, you know what? Maybe let's cool it with adaptations. Maybe now maybe I feel this way. And oh, this does feel bad.
Cord Killer's Evolution. That's a good title.
Like Aftershock too.
Aftershock.
I'm cranking them out today. I'm a mean bean machine.
Ding. Bryce, I'm not gonna lie, you're crushing it. It's amazing.
it's good.
You're doing great.
I feel like I'm just looking at because we're rejiggering, right? Mm. I'm looking at Justified City Primeval, comes out July 23rd. Feels like a perfect spoiler in time to end the old era on.
Whoa. However, unfortunately, Tom, it's also a perfect starting point for the new era.
could work that way too. Yeah, it could be the first of the new wave. Yeah.
How, practically speaking,
we need new bumpers and things. So there's a question of getting all that stuff made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we have to have all the names.
Yeah, it's
nailed down.
Yeah.
Also, Cord Killers as a name has always been really, really good because it's a movement that was happening on its own. Mm-hmm. And the moment you say, much like Mythbusters or whatever, the moment you say Cord Killers, you know what it is. It's a show mm-hmm. about killing cords, right?
Okay.
Whereas Cord Killers, Aftermath, Rebirth, Revolution,
Survivors,
Resuscitation, whatever, doesn't land as well.
Well, but that's why it's a subtitle. You can throw the subtitles away. Subtitles, people throw them away.
CordKillers@gmail.com.
Okay. So we won't change the name. We it sounds like you don't want to change it. You don't want to change the name.
He's okay. Thinking. He's having thoughts.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I'm going through a process.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
First all is part of the process. You know, denial.
Right. Second, then there's anger.
Yeah, right. Then bargaining.
Yeah.
Hey man, then, what do you say we just keep everything the same?
Then forgetting to pay your mortgage.
Oh. Happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everybody.
Thank you for being after with us.
Love you.